The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Moed Katan, Daf Tes Zayin. If we turn to Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top, we will see that the Gemara discusses the inyan of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. There's a machloikis if we say part of a day is considered like the entire day. Lahalocha, we find in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simon Shin Tzadikei. The title of that simon is Miktsas Yoim Hashiva Vashloishim Kekuloi. That in fact, we paskin that Miktsas Hayoim is Kekuloi. And what's Nageya to our shir today are Se'ifim Aleph and Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch there in Simon Shin Tzadikei. Begins the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Kivin She'omdu Menachemim Me'etzel La'ovel B'yoyim Shvi. Once the Menachemim, those who have come to give comfort to the Ovel, have gotten up on the seventh day, Mutter B'chol Dvorim She'osubem Tarkshiv. The Ovel becomes permitted to do all the things that are prohibited during the Shiva. Why? Says the Mechaber, the Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. He doesn't have to wait the entire day, but as soon as the Menachem get up, he's allowed to do all the things that were prohibited during Shiva. And the Mechaber continues, Loishna Miktsas Yom Shvi, this halacha of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, there's no difference whether it's Nageya to the seventh, the final day of the Shiva, Loishna Miktsas Yom Shloishim, it doesn't matter if it's the last day of Shloishim. Kivin sha'netzachama b'yoyim shloishim. Once there is sunrise, the ball of the sun rises above the horizon on the 30th day, nageya to shloishim. Botlu mimenu gzeru shloishim. The Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim are quoted by the Mechaber as stating that once the netzachama comes on the 30th day, then all the dinim that are nageya to the oval during shloishim become permitted. The Ramah there adds, "Umemedinais elu she'ena menachemin regilin lovi b'yoyim zayin." In our medinais, says the Ramah, where people don't come on the seventh day because the nichem avelim is such a short period, so they don't even bother coming to the oval on the seventh day. Sarich lahamtin at shah sheregilin hamenachemim lovi b'shar yamim. So when does the person get up? If he's totally in the Menachemim, their minig there, where the Ramah lived, was that they didn't come. So when does he get up? So the Ramah says, the Ovel has to figure out when normally Menachemim would have come. Dehainu l'achar yitziya mibeis haknesa, shregilin lovay Menachemim, because usually they would go to shul, and on their way home from shul, they would stop in by the Ovel and be Menachemim. And whatever that time exactly is, that's when on the seventh day, the end of Shiva, that's when the Ovel should get up from his Shiva. Kain nearly, so says the Ramah, it appears to me, Udulai kemash regilin lahamtim shaw ala yoim. And not like those who wait a little bit after sunrise and they get up from Shiva. They ain't at the overtoli, rak ba'amidas Hamenachmen. So Ramah Paskins, he writes, it's Mashra from Nagoy Sashri this way, that it's totally when the Menachmen get up. So on a regular day, we know when the Menachmen get up, and therefore, even if the minig in that place is that they don't come on the seventh day because of the short period of Nichum, Afal Pikein, the Ovel, should figure out when they would be getting up from being Menachem, what that time is, and that's when he should get up from Shiva. I just want to share with the Olam a Meiser Rav that I experienced when Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, was once at the end of Shiva. I was there to be Menachem, and as soon as davening was over and people sat down to be Menachem Rav Schwab, this was on the end of Shiva, Rav Schwab asked that the people quickly be Menachem, and then he would get up. And he explained that there is no inyan on the seventh day. Once we paskin mixes hayom kikuloi, there's no inyan, in fact, to be myrich as one usually does when he's menachem an avol, but rather very quickly the person should say hamakim yenachem eschem, and immediately the avol should get up from the shiva. This was the Maaser Rav that I experienced by Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzal. So this is Halacha Aleph in Siman Shin Tzadik Hei. And we see from the Mechaber that the inyan of Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi is Negeya to three aspects of Avelis. It's Negeya, as the Mechaber says, Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi Legabe ending Shiva. It's Negeya, Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi Legabe ending Shloishim. And it's also Negeya, the beginning of Shiva and Shloishim. That even if a person only sat down for Shiva a few moments before Shkia, it is still considered that that day is the first day of the Shiva. So we have Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi at the end of Shiva. We likewise have Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi at the beginning of Shiva. We should point out that, as we saw from the Mechaber, that this is totally in the daytime. The Mechaber speaks about Neitzachama. The Ramah says it's totally in when the Menachemim get up, but it's always in the daytime. We don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi. According to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we don't say it at night. Let us say Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi the seventh day already from the night before. That we don't say. However, the sheet of the Ramban in Torah Se'odom, Amud Reish Tezvov, is that we do say Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi even the night before. And although we don't paskin like this Ramban, but it is kedai for a Moira Hira to know that the Matzavis Moshe, which is a kuntras that the Chochmas Adam wrote at the end of the Sefer Chochmas Adam in Ois Vov, he writes that one is allowed to be soimich on this Ramban B'Shas Adchak. And therefore, if there are other snifim, there are other mitigating circumstances, it is kedai for a Moira Hira to know that there is such a Ramban which the Chachmas Adam says that one can rely on B'Shas Adchak, that we even say Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi from the night before. Now let us go on to Sif Gimel. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber discusses whether we say Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh when a person lost his father or his mother. Says the Mechaber, Mi Shemes Aviv Ha'imai B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If someone lost his father or mother on the first day of Nisan, loy amrinin b'choftes ba'ador she'achav. We don't say the following year on choftes ador miktsas hayom kikuloi. In other words, when a person gets to the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh, the last day, the Mechaber is grappling with the question, do we in fact say Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi on that last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh? Just like we saw from the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, that we say Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi Legabi Shiv and Legabi Shloishim. On that, the Mechaber says, no. Lo yamrinu b'choftes ba'ador she'achor of Mitzvah Hayom Kikuloi. El etzorech linoik dvorim ho'asurim b'Yud Beis Chodesh ad she'yikoneis roish chodesh nisan. He has to complete the entire Yud Beis Chodesh, including the last day, in its entirety. He has to go into the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan and end the total Yud Beis Chodesh. We don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi. And the Taz already brings down what is the reason, and he brings it down in the name of the Trumas Hadeshin in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis, the Zel Hashoinai. Whatever is tali in days, the number of days, like Shiva and Shloishim, Amrina, Mixus Yom Achon Kikuloi. Then we in fact say the end of the last day is like the whole day. Mashi came ba'avelis, the tali be Yud Beis Chodesh, b'chol duchti, but avelis, that is dependent on 12 months. That's Negeya when a person lost his father or his mother. The im kain, Im toimer mixes kekuloi. If you're going to say on the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh that a little bit of this last day of Chavtes Ador in the marshal that the Mechaber gave, that that's mixes a yom kekuloi, lo yitzdarach l'sabel rak tzas michoidesh ha'acharon. If you're telling me he doesn't have to complete the whole last day, that means you're saying it's enough to do part of a month. If it's enough to do part of the month, perhaps he only has to do the first day of the month. It's already mixes a chodesh kekuloi. So that we don't say. So since we don't say mixes ha chodesh kekuloi, automatically the final day of the Yud Beis Chodesh has to be kept with all the dinim, all the chumras that an oval experiences, all the isurim of Yud Beis Chodesh for his father and his mother. However, the Rama adds, "V'nagu lahaysev oid hayoyim shemes bo yoav o yoaim linig bo din Yud Beis Chodesh v'nachanu." And the Rama says that besides the 12 months that he's misabel over his father or his mother, he adds on the yortzeit. Then, in the marshal of the mechaber, the next year on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, he keeps all the dinim of the avelus. He doesn't go to a chasana. There is special dinim that he keeps on the yortzeit as a hemshich of the Yud Beis Chodesh. So it comes out that according to what the Rama tells us, that there's a minig that the yortzeit is kept another day after the Yud Beis Chodesh with the minhagim of the Yud Beis Chodesh, then the whole discussion that we raised before from the Taz and the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mechaber, whether on the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh we say mixes a yom kekuloi or not, that chayla is really a moot chayla, because since we have to keep into the next year, we have to keep the yortzeit date, so certainly it means that we have to finish the Yud Beis Chodesh and go on and keep even the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan of the new year, we have to keep that also as part of the Yud Beis Chodesh. So we certainly are not going to stop the halachas of Yud Beis Chodesh part of the last day of the 12 months. However, where there will be enough gemina is in a leap year. Because the halacha is that in a leap year, one is allowed to keep the Yud Beis Chodesh only for the first 12 months and not the 13th month. So Memela now, the yortzeit is going to be at the end of the 13th month. And now the persons are already finishing the Yud Beis Chodesh. So now will be a question. On the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh, can he say mixes a yom kekuloi? And here the Ramah's yortzeit is not negeya, because that's only going to happen in a month. So here is negeya the psak of the Trumas Hadeshin, which Ataz brings down, that on chadoshim, anything that's totally in months, we don't say mixes a yom kekuloi. We only say mixes a yom kekuloi on things that are totally in days, like Shiva and Shloishim. And therefore, this yediyah of the Trumas Hadeshin is still negeya l'mashal in a leap year, where the Yud Beis Chodesh ends a month before the person will be keeping that special day of a yortzeit, and yet he has to complete the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh, because we don't say mixes a yom kekuloi on the last day, because that would mean mixes a chodesh kekuloi, and that we don't say. So this halacha still is negeya l'maisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.